It's The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It is our Yarock Hump Day. Little request by our next guest. We'll talk to Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, in a couple minutes. The Avalanche win a game with one of the better performances they've had all season. 4-0 victory over the Sharks. They looked great. They opened the scoring in that second period and then found themselves just cruising at that point. Mikko Rantanen with two goals and an assist. And, pardon me, two goals, two assists. Gabe Landeskog had the goal and two assists. And Philip Grubauer had 26 saves to get his third shutout of the season in the 4-0 win. Really, as Samuel Girard had the other. I talked about that earlier in the break with Dylan Poor. Poor Sam Girard. Because if you weren't on a team with Cale Makar and Bo Byram and Devon Toews, you're talking about Girard being your best young defenseman and one of the best in the NHL, which he is, but Makar's shadow ends up sort of blotting out the sun. But Girard with his fourth as well, and really skating very well over the last couple of games. The major concern, though, is what happened to Nathan MacKinnon. The third period, about 8 minutes into that third period, MacKinnon had his head down and was chasing a puck near the middle of the ice, and Joachim Blichfeld, the fourth liner for the Sharks, came in with his right shoulder and just cleaned MacKinnon off with a shot to his jaw directly. Just a direct shot to MacKinnon's jaw. MacKinnon went down, looked like he wasn't moving for a little bit. There was a lot of pushing and shoving. In the end, MacKinnon needed to be helped to his feet, skated off, was done for the night. The ensuing penalty, a game misconduct to Blichfeld. He ends up being ejected. The Avs score on the five-minute major that they had as well. That was Landeskog punched that one in as well. Assist from Rantanen and Kadri. And even though it's as good a performance as they've had all year, it really is. They outshot the Sharks 38-26. They dominated in faceoffs 32-21. A really, really good performance. Obviously, you're concerned about anything that would happen to Nathan MacKinnon, a Hart Trophy candidate, MVP caliber guy, and certainly the most dangerous member of the Avalanche. But the major concern with this is how long could an injury be? The Avs, remember, only have one day off between games for the entire rest of the season. That's it. One day off is the biggest break they have. So anything that takes MacKinnon out for any stretch of time could really be devastating. For example, they play again on Friday, but if he just missed a little less than a week until Wednesday, right? He missed four games already. So this is a significant concern. Joining us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline is our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at adater and thecoloradohockeynow.com. His website, AD, I was explaining it before to our listeners, really a phenomenal performance by the Avs from top to bottom, but that is not the story. What's the latest on Nathan MacKinnon?
I think it's going to be okay, Sean. The early word I've gotten is you know, they're optimism that he'll be okay, that he is okay. You know, Jared Bednar did say that he thinks that maybe the Avs got luckier on this one. So you never know what the next day brings on head hits. But the early word that I have is that Avalanche fans should be breathing fairly easily that he's going to be okay.
But that is great news because obviously they don't have very much time off between games, one day maximum the rest of the season. So hopefully, you know, it's great news if he is going to be okay, not significant, because it looked pretty bad when Blichfeld came across and hit him. And yeah. I thought the hit was dirty, lowered the shoulder right into his jaw. At the same time, what do you do? And I hate to play devil's advocate here for Blichfeld because he deserved to be ejected. But what do you do in the NHL today, in that middle of the ice area, to try to pursue, try to go ahead and shake up a guy who's pursuing the puck with his head down?
Well, the one thing the league tried to outlaw for years now is those east-west hit to the blind side. I forget the name of the number of the rule that they made in place of that, but I think it's 39B or something. Anyway, they don't like those hits anymore. For the most part, I do think that the league has legislated a lot of them out. But as long as grown men are going to be on skates going 20, 30 miles an hour trying to play a physical game, that's still going to happen. I don't think you can just say, my God, how did that happen? We can't let that happen. Well, it's going to happen sometimes. So you just have to deal with it. I think that, players don't go into this thing looking to take guys out and get themselves suspended so they don't get paid. I think they used to. I think the league used to be full of that stuff.
I agree.
all kinds of hunting hits, all kinds of dirty stuff. And, I think the league did the right thing by trying to make penalties so that didn't happen, severe penalties. So, tonight, I mean, it's, anybody who always says, God, that's just so outrageous. Go watch a hockey game down at ice level sometimes, an NHL game. Go watch how fast those guys are going. And then you tell me how they're supposed to always never have an accident or something, like that, really. I mean, was it an accident? No, probably he was trying to hit him. This is the guy playing his fourth NHL game, and he's a young nobody defenseman, and, he probably is trying to make a name for himself in a sense by playing physical. But, he got Nathan MacKinnon up on the chin with a blindside hit, and he's going to get suspended. And hopefully that's it for the Avs. They only missed a few minutes of the last minutes of the game. Man, they didn't need him. And I hope, too, though, that, if he is okay, Nate, that they don't baby him and keep him out for a game or two just to be on the, quote, safe side all the time. I hope they get him right back in there because I think that would show a great message to the team and the fans and everybody else that the Avalanche aren't, just going to always be hurt every time you lay a hit on them. So I'm hopeful that Nathan MacKinnon's in the lineup Friday night because I think that would send a good message to a lot of different people.
They don't play the Sharks again until the end of April. That's probably a good thing based on the emotions running high in that third period. But this game on the whole, take away the MacKinnon situation. I thought this was one of their better performances of the year, top to bottom. Defense was solid. The offense, the skaters were flying. Grubauer looked really sharp. What did you see that stood out?
Well, I'll agree on the last two periods. I actually didn't really love their first period. Scoreless. I thought that they were just okay, just kind of average. I was a little concerned actually after the first period. The fact that they didn't get an early lead, I thought that that would be the kind of game they'd play was get out early. They played really good defense tonight. I don't know if I remember too many real good scoring chances for the Sharks, so that sticks out to me more than anything is that they played really solid defensively tonight. And that's not just the D-men, but the forwards too, back-checking and making life difficult in the neutral zone for the Sharks. So, I think they've played more impressive games this season than tonight, but I think that, their top guys came to sort of, the top guys took control of the game starting the second period. And that includes, that starts with Mikko Rantanen, who got that first goal, brilliant shot from the top of the circles, just a laser. And, Landeskog, third straight game, he gets a goal. MacKinnon out of the point before he got hurt. Sam Girard with another goal, 200 games in a row, fourth goal of the year. I think that's already more than he had last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's defense. Solid hockey. I wrote this before the game. I expected this. The Avs are going to play. Whenever they get in trouble, they go back to tight-checking defensive hockey and maybe sacrifice a little of that flair and dash on the offensive end. But what always happens, it seems like, they get back on the winning track. They're a better team when they work hard and out-check their opponents rather than trying to dipsy-doodle and be fancy out there. Sometimes they'll win the nice, pretty 8-2 game when they get fancy. But more often than not, they hurt themselves with that kind of thing. It's better when they just outwork teams, and then they can just sort of wear teams down with their skill and speed and get that kind of win. Perfect example with tonight's game.
Yeah, I'll take 4-0 over 8-2 every day of the week. I mean, that's the kind of performance you like seeing. You mentioned Girard before he came on. I mean, talking about the way he is skating, obviously no Cale Makar tonight. The defense gets it done, even with Jacob McDonald and Dan Renouf. Come some guys that have to kind of switch in here and there. But Girard in particular, the evolution of his game, and especially as a skater, to my mind, he's being overshadowed because Makar is who he is. But Girard is one of the best young defensemen from the offensive standpoint in the entire NHL, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a what a great find by the Avalanche, this kid. I mean, wasn't exactly a, you know, diamond in the rough kind of thing. I mean, he had a good reputation. That's why they got him. And they had to give up, you know, Matt Duchene as part of that trade. But he's really been much better this year. I think if I had to name one or two things that I noticed a little different, he seems just a little heavier on the puck, if that makes any sense, and yet hasn't lost any speed. His shot looks a little heavier too. He plays with kind of like a toy of a stick. I mean, I think it's the shortest stick in the league. It's so short, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's, you know, I'm 6'6", so when I held that stick up to me before, and it's like, you know, it comes up to my hip. It's just a small little stick, but he's finding a way to make that stick boom pucks a little easier and better this year. He's not doing that sort of twirly bird kind of game as much anymore, you know, whirling away and doing a fancy little move. Now he's just sort of skating full strides, north-south skating, and stronger on his skates, I think, it looks like. And not kind of that whirling dervish kind of thing as much, which is nice to look at, but maybe it was getting a little too predictable about some of the things he was doing with that, maybe a little too fancy. He seems just more of a north-south, good, solid, meat and potatoes hockey player now, and I think that's why I've noticed him being a more effective player this year.
He is Adrian Dater. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, @adater. And, of course, at his website, coloradohockeynow.com. Yeah, right? I mean, you're a member of the KISS Army. That's also a good plan for hockey. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Always. Keep your rock music simple and stupid and keep your hockey that way, too. It works. Right.
Thanks, AD.
Okay, see you.
All right. Adrian Dater, of course, the Avs now will have a back-to-back Friday and Saturday against the Anaheim Ducks. The cellar dwellers in the West, the Avs with the win, move up to a tie for third place in the West. Good performance tonight, and maybe more importantly, great news that it sounds like Nathan MacKinnon is going to be okay. Our time machine is next.